Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, thank you so much. Please give us wisdom today, discernment. Thank you, Lord, for the great things you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to continue with Great Shakings Bring Man-Child Revival, number 3. And this first revelation we're going to share, given to Isaac Payne on 3/12/22, we called it Wars and Rumors of Wars, World War III, All Smoke and Mirrors. So in this dream, I was placed in the spirit in one of the oceans that bordered the United States. It was very gloomy and rainy with turbulent waters, and the waves were crashing on top of each other. I felt like it wasn't in the middle of the ocean, but more near the U.S., yet land wasn't visible where I was in this dream. Well, we know seas in the Bible represent peoples, nations, tongues, and in this dream they are an apparent, and I say that apparent, threat to the United States. So, we should look at these verses I'm going to share with you with that in mind and not as a literal fulfillment. Psalm 2, 1 through 4 says, "Why do the nations rage and the peoples meditate a vain thing or a thing of naught? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens will laugh. The Lord will have them in derision." And Ezekiel 26 and 3 says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am against thee, O Tyre." Tyre and Sidon. Tyre, we've been shown, represents the United States. "And will cause many nations to come up against thee as the sea causes its waves to come up." Wow, that's pretty close. Okay, Isaiah 17, 12 through 14. "Ah, the uproar of many peoples that roar like the roaring of the seas, and the rushing of nations that rush like the rushing of mighty waters." And then in 14, "At eventide, behold, terror, and before the morning they are not." "This is the portion of them that despoil us, and the lot of them that rob us." Okay, this terror here is a planned tactic. We've been hearing it for some time, okay? All right, back to the revelation here. "Suddenly the dream became like a split-screen TV, and there was two events taking place, one on the left screen and another taking place in the right screen. And on the left screen was the Chinese Navy as they were invading the ocean bordering the U.S. They were prepared with nuclear warheads on their guided missile cruisers and had assault ships and much more. Basically, it was a Chinese armada." Okay. "However, what was odd about this Chinese armada was that all of the Navy ships were actually made up of green smoke, forming the shapes of all of the warships." So, from what we have learned from insiders, is that the nation's militaries have joined together to take down the deep state in order to bring in Nasara Jasara, which will mean that they will decide or divide up the loot the deep state has stolen all these years. This military alliance of nations has agreed to have a fake World War III, it's smoke, in order to have an excuse to bring out their armed militaries. And now these militaries are beginning to overthrow the deep state governments as is being seen in Ukraine, which has everyone's attention, but what's really going on behind the scenes is this is happening all over the world. Now, so what we're seeing here is a smoke and mirrors world war. Okay. Then he goes on to say, then on the right side of the screen was the U.S. Navy, and they were responding to the threat of the Chinese Armada encroachment near U.S. borders. The U.S. had all the battleships ready and heading to stop the Chinese Armada. The U.S. also was equipped with nuclear warheads on their guided missile cruisers and also had assault battleships and much more. So we've been told that there will be a nuclear scare tactic. Okay. They've worked all this out on AI computers. And they know what they're doing. And the Lord has helped them to do this because he's in them overthrowing Babylon, right? And by that, I mean the deep state Babylon. The U.S. Navy was also made up of a green smoke, making the form of the U.S. Navy Armada in its entirety. It was as if two separate green smoke mists were about to converge for war. Well, it's smoke because of the old saying, blowing smoke, which means there's nothing really there. It's green because of the fake jealousy, envy, anger being played between the nations. It's a big act. I could see there was a dividing line in the split screen of the dream separating the Chinese Armada and the U.S. Armada. At this point, I knew that the two countries had each other in their sight, and they were at a face-off awaiting each other's next move. However, neither armada crossed the boundary of the black line that split the two screens in the dream. And then I woke up. Listen, if you've been watching TV, you know nothing of what's going on here. There isn't a plan for the nations to cross the line to World War III. I'm not saying they're not coming a world war. There is, but it's not at this moment, okay? Trump, Putin, Modi, Xi, and others are all working together in the alliance, although they are all blowing smoke, okay? There is a World War III, but it's between the deep state and the alliance. And the rest is just smoke. It's not a war between the superpowers. Okay, here's another one. The fast approaching storm. Grid down causes a great falling away. This was given to Marie Kelton, 12/22/20. I had a dream that Vanessa and I were in an all-white classroom like the ones from when I was in college. The classroom represents that we have been in training for the times to come. I believe so. There was a big virtual map that Vanessa was looking at on the whiteboard because a windstorm was coming. It was showing the wind patterns all over the world. It could be hot air, too. Well, we know that an economic storm and a plague storm and a political storm from the deep state is in play now all over the world. They're trying to save themselves. Okay, Vanessa was trying to figure out what was going to happen in our area, which was in the northern part of Africa by Egypt and Israel. Well, we are a spiritual Israel, currently enslaved to Egypt, the world, as a type of America and the Babylonish world system. Okay? Vanessa couldn't figure out how to reverse the progress of the storm. So we want to stop this storm, huh? So I reversed the progress of the storm on the map by hitting an undo button so it would go back to where it would show us what would happen now instead of in the future, because the progress of the storm on the map was moving too fast. I believe this is representing intercessory prayer that will undo or hinder the progress of the enemy's plans against us. I am not saying it's going to stop this completely, because the Lord told us it wasn't going to stop things completely, but it will slow things down, and especially in regards to God's elect. The deep state is attempting to shift the blame away from themselves by starting a real world war between the nations. But our prayers, I believe, will hinder this. You know, they like to get in the middle and shoot both ways and then duck out, right? The present wind movement wasn't that bad on the map now, but it picked up and got worse in our area as time went on. Well, Trump has said in the past, the storm is upon us. But now it is getting apparent, okay? And I believe we are coming to a major end of it. But like I said, guerrilla warfare will continue. And then David said in the windstorm that it would cause the power grid to go down, and that many in UBM, local and larger UBM, would be tested with the idea of being lost or reprobated. He said it's because that's what Satan does, and that God would use it to see who would fall away. Okay. Well, there is a plan to bring down the grid, but there's also a plan to bring up Tesla-free energy. Now, some of y'all think that's smoke, but I can guarantee you from what I have seen, it is not. I have seen the Tesla replacement for the substations, and I've talked to a professional man who designs substations, showed him pictures of this, and he said he has never seen anything like this. We have talked to workers changing the system over to Tesla-free energy. And we were alerted that when this was tested, our electric bill would fall by 75%. Well, this happened to me here. And at my old house in Florida, my bill was running at $40 for like 3 months. And the last one was $33. Can you imagine an electric bill costing that? These are facts now. So during the switchover of the grid and the old internet to Tesla and the new internet, there could be disruptions. I think we should pray a lot against that. We suggest that those feeding on UBM materials should download some spiritual food to prepare. And there also will be a disruption in the physical food supply. Okay? And, of course, they've upped that from 3 to 4 weeks preparation, they're telling people, to 30 days to 90 days. Well, that's a big leap. So they I believe it's bigger than what they thought, okay? So I knew it was because we could no longer get the teachings and broadcasts due to the grid being down and no internet. Well, the ones that were not in local UBM couldn't communicate with the ones that were, and I knew that it was a great falling away, and not just local, but around the world. Well, this is one of those warnings that does not have to come to pass because people pray, right? We should pray for their success, that this shutdown does not last, and that the elect overcome the testings. And also, people are capable now of copying teachings and audios from the site for the coming days. People could be demoralized by a physical communications disruption and possibly more lockdowns when a worse plague is released on the populations of the world by the deep state. Okay. Here's another one by Isaac Payne, somewhere in mid-February 2022. He called it Pregnant and Awaiting Marriage. Pregnant and Awaiting Marriage. Well, sounds crazy, right? Yeah. Well, in this dream, it was evening, and I happened to be pregnant. Now, this is Isaac. He's pregnant. Okay. Isaac, the chosen seed of Abraham, I believe, is pregnant with Jesus. Okay. I knew I had to meet with the midwife for a checkup. Well, laugh online or laugh out loud. Jeremiah 30:6-11 says, "Ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. But he shall be saved out of it, praise the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and I will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more make him their bondman. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them." A good message here. We know that all of this terror and mess, whatever is going on out there, is going to lead to revival. Okay. Now, a revival started by the man-child. Verse 10, "Therefore fear thou not, O Jacob, my servant, says the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be quiet, and at ease, and none shall make him afraid." We said how much that Trump is leading a group of nations to give us a little time so that the kingdom can be rebuilt before the middle of the tribulation period, basically. "For I am with thee, says the Lord, to save thee, for I will not make a full end of all the nations whither I have scattered thee, but I will make a full end of thee. But I will not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and will in no wise leave thee unpunished." Yes, so we believe this is so. Fyodor means divine gift or God's gift. So Fio called me and said, "I found you a midwife that I want you to use, and I have paid for all of it." Initially, I didn't want Fio to take the burden of paying for my midwife, and I even told Fio he didn't have to pay for it. And Fio said, "Nope, I am going to pay for it, and I'm getting the very best midwife available for you. I accept this time because I could not, I accepted it this time because I could not tell how serious Fio was, and he wasn't taking no for an answer." Okay. Well, of course, a midwife is someone who delivers the baby, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we know who's going to do that, don't we? Okay. "I knew also in the dream that Elena Timoshuk was helping in some way. Elena's husband is named David. The bride is interceding for the David man-child birth. I believe she was in constant prayer for me as I was pregnant in my last term or third trimester." John 16:17-22. Some of his disciples therefore said to one another, "What is this?" Well, I got to say, yeah, that's exactly what I thought. What is this? What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and you behold me not. And again a little while, and you shall see me. Of course, this is Jesus coming again as a little baby born to a woman, right? And because I go to the Father. And they said, therefore, what is this that he saith, a little while, and we know not what he saith? Jesus perceived that they were desirous to ask him, and he said unto them, do you inquire among yourselves concerning this, that I said, a little while, and you shall behold me not, and again, a little while, and you shall see me? So, we know in Revelation chapter 12, we see him coming again. And it's in the tribulation period. Yeah. Verily, verily, I say unto you that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But when she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world. And you therefore now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. I'm telling you, when the man-child comes, everybody's heart that understands what's going on shall rejoice. And your joy no one taketh away from you. Well, you probably have already guessed this, but Jesus is being birthed in his man-child body. He went on to say, when I met the midwife, to my surprise, he was a man. Representing the Father, I believe, you know. He was incredibly knowledgeable and very calm. He had short brown hair and was very clean cut, professionally dressed. He asked me a few questions and performed a quick checkup. Well, Isaiah 66:7-13 says this. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Shall a land be born in one day? Shall a nation be brought forth at once? Notice he's calling the man-child a nation, a land, right? For as soon as Zion travailed, that's the bride bringing forth the man-child, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth? No, I don't believe, Lord, that is the case. Saith the Lord, shall I that cause to bring forth shut the womb, saith thy God? Rejoice ye with Jerusalem, and be glad for her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn over her, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations shall like an overflowing stream. And you shall suck thereof, and you shall be borne upon the side, and shall be dandled upon the knees, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem, which is the bride, right? I told the male midwife that I would be married soon. Kind of got this in reverse, don't you? Well, no, it's a pretty good type. In this dream, I just knew I was to be married very soon. Well, if you remember, Mary, who birthed the first man-child, Jesus, was pregnant before marrying Joseph. Oh, because she was a virgin birth, by no seed of man, in other words. and so the man-child of our day. Do you see it? After this, I somehow arrived in a big city that was very congested with skyscrapers. I believe I was on the very top of one of the skyscrapers, and yet there were other skyscrapers towering higher in the sky. So this man-child birthing of Jesus in him was at the very top of this skyscraper, okay? And skyscrapers are communities of peoples, right? God's elect are also a community in Ephesians 2, 21 and 22. In whom each several building, fitly framed together, groweth into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God in the Spirit. And also sects or denominations are communities of people around the elect community. Okay, you see the pattern here? These other skyscrapers are denominations which are separate from another, but also a bride who has manifested being a temple of God is separate from them and in the midst of them. Okay. Psalm 68:15-23. Here's another symbol, kind of like skyscrapers. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. You remember the bulls of Bashan who tormented Jesus in Psalm 22? Mm-hmm. Apostates. A high mountain is the mountain of Bashan. Why look ye askance, or with envy, there's that green, right? You high mountains, at the mountain which God hath desired for his abode. Oh, what is that? That's Zion, Mount Zion. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the sanctuary. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led away captives, thou hast received gifts among men, yea, among the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell with them. Amen. Many will come to repentance, right? And verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily beareth our burden, even the God is who is our salvation. Selah. God is unto us a God of deliverances, and unto the Lord, the God, belongeth escape from death. But God will smite through the head of his enemies, the hairy scalp of such a one as goeth on still in his guiltiness. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring them again from the depths of the sea. In other words, underneath the tribes, nations, and tongues, Bashan being the enemy of God's people. That thou mayest crush them, dipping thy foot in blood, that the tongue of thy dogs may have its portion from thine enemies. Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere, a scarlet helicopter came out of the sky, descending where I stood, and attempting to make a landing on top of the skyscraper I was standing on. As I looked at the helicopter, the door was open, and in the back seat was Dr. Anthony Fauci. You can't make this stuff up, folks. He was landing and seemed he was coming for me. Uh-oh. Then I woke up. Well, we know that this man is a biological threat to the nations and God's people, but not the bride. Okay. And not the man-child. Okay. Psalm 125:1-5 says, they that trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, the bride, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, So the Lord is round about his people. That sounds just like the skyscrapers, round about that special skyscraper, right? So the Lord is round about his people from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Yes, the faction will fail when they come against God's elect. That the righteous put not forth their hands in unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that are good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. But as for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel. And another one, Psalm 15:1-3, a psalm of David. Lord, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? That's the holy hill of Zion, the bride, right? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh truth in his heart. He that slandereth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his friend, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Well, Dr. Fauci, representing the deep state, is a mass murderer of children, which fits with this time in history when a man-child is coming forth again during the deaths of many of his contemporaries. And he said, this part reminds me of how often the children were killed and slaughtered upon the man-child's arrival. For instance, this is demonstrated in the slaughter of the children during the times of Moses, the man-child, and by Herod in the time of Jesus, the man-child. Yes, see, history repeats. Is this not what we have seen? A massive slaughter of children by these dogs, right? I believe the children that were slaughtered in the Bible represent the spiritually young and immature in today's day and age, and I also wonder if the vaccines were the same thought process of killing the children and people while making the population infertile. Well, of course, absolutely, yeah. And God's people are fleeing to Mount Zion, the bride, as a place of holiness and safety. Psalm 84, 6 through 9, he received. Passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. Yea, the early rain covereth it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Everyone appeareth before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Amen. God's got the plan. Okay, here's one given to Andrew Gelinas on 2/25/22, and we called it Happy New Year 2029. I dreamt I was riding a white horse on a straight road. Well, a white horse represents sanctified flesh that's under the control of the spirit man. And the straight road is the straight and narrow path that we walk on in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen. I was instructed by someone I could neither see nor hear to make an announcement to a multitude of people who I knew were concealed behind a mist or cloud just off to the right side of the road. In other words, there's a lot of people that don't know what's going on, right? They're concealed in this cloud, right? And these people represent those who are hidden, possibly even too, in the cleft of the rock during the tribulation, like A.A. Allen's vision. So here he gives his announcement. He said, I shouted, Happy New Year, 2029! While still in the dream, I understood 2029 to be 7 years from now. Did you hear that? 7 years from now. Well, isn't it interesting that the nations are coming together in an agreement at this time? And the tribulation starts with the covenant with many. Some educated speculation is involved here because this word now could have different interpretations. Obviously, Israel's biblical new year started in the spring, according to Exodus 12 and 2 and 13 and 3, and was called by God Abib 1, the new year. And you'll recognize the 14th day was the Passover and so on. So that makes it Abib 1. And later, of course, they called it Nisan 1. Okay, Nisan 1 for the Hebrew year 5782 begins at sundown on Friday, April the 1st, 2022. And ends at nightfall on Saturday, April the 2nd, 2022. And the original word, Abib, 1, is New Year, April the 2nd and 3rd. So this interpretation is pointing to a literal now. Okay, I'm going to give you another interpretation. But this seems very important. This April 1st and 2nd. If we back up 7 years from the date that was given, we come to the tribulation 7 years on April the 1st through the 2nd. And of course, this is conditional on the barley heading up and the new moon. Using a broader interpretation for now, there are other new years, like the Jewish secular new year in the fall, or our Gregorian calendar new year. So it could be now, could just be this year. Okay, so that's the broader interpretation. But this is very interesting. Another huge significance to this date is declared in Operation Disclosure, reported by those representing the Alliance of Nations, headed by President Trump, which is, of course, tearing down Babylon Deep State. April the 1st, Friday, was checkmate, they said. Restoration of the U.S. Republic to concepts of the original Constitution and finalization of the global currency reset to gold asset-backed currency, April the 1st, right? At 12:01 a.m., April the 1st, the Restoration Republic would be in effect. The Restored Republic would be in effect and was the start of Jisara Nisara, an agreement between the nations. Uh-oh, gosh. Plus gold, asset-backed USN, the U.S. note, the new bills, and the USTN activation. On April the 1st was the beginning of the first quarter of the new quantum financial system, QFS it's called, using the quantum computer and new digital currency of blockchain. From now on, trading of all nations would be done with gold asset-backed currency. And the blockchain, by the way, is even going to be used for the vote. Last year, Juan O'Savin, this is my note here, also known as JFK Jr., said that Donald Trump would be recognized as the U.S. president by April Fool's Day, Friday, the 1st of April. And last year, 107 said that Donald Trump would be recognized as the U.S. president by April Fool's Day, April the 1st. Well, I say this, it's since there's a parallel between the President Trump and the man-child, we can see the man-child pretty soon, too. I believe that there's going to be an official vote, a blockchain vote, for the president of the new republic, but Donald Trump won the last election very clearly. At 12:01 a.m., April was the start of Nisara Jisara, plus the USN, USTN, and Restored Republic would be in effect. The emergency broadcast system would begin Saturday evening or Sunday, April 2nd or 3rd. Fox News reported on a white hat military election sting operation. Watermarked ballots in 12 key states showed that Trump won the 2020 election by over 80%, by the way. Military arrests of high-profile political elites involved in that 2020 election fraud have been made, and those charged with sedition now reside in prison barges at Gitmo awaiting tribunals. Wow, so this April the 1st could be a significant sign and beginning of something new. Could it be the sign of the new beast taking over the old beast? Remember Trump, Cyrus, conquered Babylon with the Medo-Persian Empire, and the new beast came in, okay? This one set the people of God free to go back and rebuild the kingdom. Wow. Okay. Here's another one. God raises up enemies to our enemies. And this was given to Vanessa Weeks, 2/2/22. I dreamed that I was walking in a park on some very green grass, representing having the flesh under my feet. Amen. So she represents somebody, maybe the bride, or maybe the elect, right? 1 Peter 1:24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory thereof as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth. It's a symbol of the fall of the old man to the new man, right? Several yards in front of me, there was a black bear lying down under a tree. I believe this is representing the beast, which is now the deep state trying to depopulate Christianity. At first, I thought it was a cow, but it noticed me and came charging to attack me. Then I knew that it was a bear, and it stood on its feet and grabbed my shoulders, representing placing a heavy burden and persecution upon the shoulders of the people of God. And the Egyptians, more bricks and less straw scenario. We know that the deep state has been falling in their Red Sea situation. To my right and several yards away, there were a few people who were working on the land by the road. When they saw the bear grab me, one shouted, "Don't worry, we'll help you." Then these men got in their green jeeps and went down the road in the opposite direction. This is when I became afraid. She said, "Trust in man will not work." Okay, true. It hasn't worked so far. I mean, all the people who took the shots now need to understand. Jeremiah 17:5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man that trusteth in man and maketh the flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, a salt land, and not inhabited. Yep, trust in man, you are under a curse. God's got promises to cover everything. You need to know about them. Then a brown dog ran to attack the bear. Hence our title, you know, God raises up enemies to our enemies, right? The brown dog is doing a favor to the Christians, but is yet a dog, meaning many unbelievers represented there. I think this represents the alliance, who is favorable to the Christians, but is attacking the deep state beast, doing us a favor, right? And we like that. Doesn't mean they're saved. It doesn't mean all the New Age people out there that are joined to them are saved. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means God has raised up an enemy to our enemies. Yeah. As he grabbed the bear with his teeth, I was lifted up into the air, and all fear left me. Well, I believe he's got the bear in his teeth. she said, we do not fear when we are in heavenly places. So she was lifted up, and all fear left her, right? In other words, you're in the rest. You're in heavenly places in Christ. Also, the alliance is coming to the defense of the elect who are trusting in the Lord. Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose heart trusts, in whose trust the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out its roots by the river, and shall not fear when heat cometh, but its leaf shall be green, taking in the sun, right? S-O-N. And shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Oh, praise God. Trusting in the Lord is going to give rest and peace to God's people. They'll be lifted up into heavenly places, right? The animals were also lifted up into the air, and the bear was afraid. Well, as you might know, the beast does not like heavenly places. to be that far off the ground. He held on to my shirt with his teeth, but could not hurt me at all. Amen. And when I saw these animals were afraid, I said, it's all right. Nothing will hurt us, and I will land on the ground on my feet. Well, she's very confident, huh? Psalm 91:11. For he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And then we were all let down on the ground, and I landed on my feet. And I said to those beasts, that was God. You think any of them will pay attention from among the beasts? I believe so. The owner of the bear was a lady with curly red hair and a blue skirt. And she says, representing the body of Esau submitting to confusion, the curls, right? And Esau means red, and he had red hair. So Esau's seed, the Edomites, represents the faction against the elect in both the church and the state. Obadiah 1:1-18. The vision of Obadiah, thus saith the Lord, concerning Edom. We have heard tidings from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the nations. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. And I believe this is happening right now. Yeah. Behold, I have made thee small among the nations. Thou art greatly despised. As they should be. The pride of thy heart hath deceived thee, O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou mount up as high as an eagle, and though thy nest be set among the stars, I will bring thee down from thence, says the Lord. If these come to thee, If robbers by night, how art thou cut off? Would they not steal only till they had enough? If grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? How are the things of Esau searched? How are his hidden treasures sought out? Well, I can tell you this, they're thieves. Whether they talk about the Esau's in the church or the Esau's in the government, they're all thieves. So verse 8 says, shall I not in that day, says the Lord, destroy the wise men out of Edom and the understanding out of the mount of Esau? This is why we call them the stupid spirits, right? The stupid demons. And thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one may be cut off from the mount of Esau by slaughter. For the violence done to thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the nations. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy dealing shall return upon thine own head. For as you have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the nations drink continually. Yea, they shall drink and swallow down, and shall be as though they had not been. But in Mount Zion there shall be those that escape, and it shall be holy, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall burn among them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining to the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken it. And then Vanessa went on to say, then I saw my parents' house, which was white, and I went in, representing the original house of the early church. My parents were sitting in the living room on couches. My father said to me, what did you do today? And I said, I was attacked by a bear and a dog and went up 40 feet in the air. Well, 40 is the number of trial and tribulation, isn't it? Yeah. Amen. So she said, I received by faith at random for this dream Psalm 139 and 7, in context 7 through 10. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. So, heavenly places in Christ are places of safety from the beast, right? Abiding in heavenly places in Christ. We enter into this rest through faith in the promises of God. Those promises, of course, will be appropriated by God's holy people. The rest can't take hold of them because their heart condemns them for their lives. But the holy people can take hold of the faith and escape from the beast. Amen. What a story. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, your encouragement. Thank you for victory over the enemies. They don't believe a word I'm saying, so we don't have to worry about me telling them any secrets. Thank you, Lord, for delivering your people from the Edomites. And thank you, Father, for the great victory you're giving to your people to escape Babylonish captivity and begin to rebuild the kingdom of God. Of course, that is why Zerubbabel is coming, And Zerubbabel means born from Babylon. He represents the first fruits, man-child ministry, leading God's people, for instance, in Haggai, to rebuild. And we're there. We're there. Praise be to God. Thank you, Father, for the wonderful revelations that you've been giving us. In Jesus' name. And Lord, bless your people who may be for a time separated in this thing, which is really just overthrowing this beast kingdom. There's still things going on. There's going to be some food shortage. There's going to be, well, like we said, possibly spiritual food shortage for some reasons. But they're intent on bringing up a new internet and bringing up a new electrical grid. Well, I shouldn't call it a grid, because it's going to be, ultimately, it's going to be Tesla free energy, wireless Tesla free energy. So, Father, thank you so much. Be with all of our brethren out there, Lord, and bless them to be holy in you, Lord. Return away from all sins and all bondage to Babylonish Christianity, and return to you. Thank you, Father, for doing this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Good night.